Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
This listener says, "Hi, I've just tuned into the show and I want to say I go down to a class at the end of Talbot Street every Wednesday and I feel it's quite safe now. So whoever you have in saying otherwise isn't correct, in my opinion." That is the opinion of that texter. Thank you for the text. 087 1400 106. What about other people in Dublin city centre? The reason we're talking about this is reports that the initiative to increase Garda presence in the city post the Dublin riots is coming to an end. That is the report this afternoon. We'll question Minister Helen McEntee on how true that is in about half an hour's time. But in the meantime, our reporter Bella Finn has been getting the views of people on the streets of Dublin.
This part of it, yeah, but not across the Liffey.
I agree, north side's not really safe.
For me, I think it is. I've been here for 2 weeks and I even went around in the night and nothing happened. So, yes, I think it is.
Always when I come to Dublin, it's really safe for me and no one ever stolen me.
Depends on the part. Around here, no. I've seen so many people drunk and belligerent.
You'd have to have your wits about you, to be fair.
Yeah, I think it's safe, but obviously, you know, have your wits about you. Kind of know where you're going. And
we're women.
Both.
That's unfortunately the world we live in.
Yeah, for the most part, people are friendly compared to London. So, if I'm comparing against London, everything's pretty nice.
As an Israeli Jew, I don't feel quite safe here. No, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah, I agree. If people know where we come from, because yes. Right now it's not there. It's sympathizing for Israel. But usually we think it's safe before everything started.
Those were some of the views of people on the streets of Dublin shared with our reporter Bella Finn. With me now is Will Monaghan. He's the owner of One Society on Gardiner Street, and Michael O'Sullivan, the proprietor of a convenience store on Talbot Street as well. Will and Michael, you're both very welcome to the show. What's your experience post November 23rd, Will, of your part of the city centre and whether it is any safer today?
Thanks, Kieran, for having me on. Yeah, I guess the problem is perception is reality. And when you walk around the area, it's not as busy as it used to be. People just aren't coming in their numbers to our area. And look, the busier the street is, the safer it is. I don't feel it's any more dangerous than it was in the past. I just feel it's less busy. And I guess it's easier to see the problems on the street with less people around. I don't feel there's enough Garda presence. There never has been. And if you have more boots on the ground, it's naturally going to feel like a safer environment for people to go about their business.
And when you say you feel that it's not as busy, there doesn't seem to be as much footfall, can you get a sense of who's missing from the picture? I mean, is it still people coming into work?
Yeah.
Is it the people who just come in and have a kind of a wander about town and grab a coffee? Like, who is the person who's not coming in anymore?
Yeah, I guess on Gardiner Street and the restaurant that we have, we get a lot of tourists. You know, they find us on Google, the reviews are good. So they come across the city and come to us. There has still been quite a good proportion of tourists coming to us. And without them, we would have been incredibly dead since the riots. Now, our problem is since the riots, we're in dire straits at the moment because we've lost a fortune in the last 8 to 12 weeks. And what I see happening is we're not getting the shopper. The Irish shopper that would come to the city, they're just not coming in the numbers they were before. And if they are, they're not coming to this side of the city. And it is just, it's down to that perception of the area. It's perceived as a little bit more dangerous. It's back to that old reputation it probably had 20 years ago as a no-go area, whereas when you actually do give it a chance and do come across, there's a huge amount to be offered in our area still. There's a lot of positivity going around. There's a lot of good businesses. There's a lot of good local support. It's just perceived that it's dangerous.
And how do you change that perception then in people's minds?
This is the problem. It might have been just one night, one weekend of trouble, but to fix this perception is not, you know, it's not a seasonal thing. We're not going to fix it in one season. Like, you know, if you look at O'Connell Street really needs a lot of focus on filling in those empty units that are there, bringing up the area to pull more people to the north side of O'Connell Street, we'll say. That will then, you know, come a little further afield into Gardiner Street and the likes. It's going to take a while to fix the reputation. There is no easy fix. We need a lot of the hotels and accommodation on Gardiner Street to turn back into what it was built for hotel, you know, for tourists. It has the highest proportion of homeless accommodation in the country. Mm. And that has a knock-on effect on businesses like mine, on all other businesses in the area. And we need that converted back into tourist accommodation rapid in order to actually to survive. Because, you know, if we don't get busy, we're not going to survive.
And does it just feel a bit forgotten about? Is that the kind of sense you get, Will?
Look, there's a lot of pressing issues going on. We all know that. But yeah, it does feel a little bit forgotten. Look, there was a good push to kind of show that, I guess, we're trying to be proactive. We're trying to look like we're policing the city better, to make it a better place. But, you know, a lot of it is publicity. A lot of it is, you know, in the right places to be seen, to be doing the right things. But it's actually, we need more boots on the ground. We need better policing, better community policing. We need a focus on, you know, really regenerating the area a little bit more. Because let's face it, every time there's a downturn, every time there's a recession or something bad happens, Dublin One is left behind because it's always the last place to get looked at in terms of being fixed. Mm.
I mentioned Michael O'Sullivan is with us as well, the proprietor of a convenience store on Talbot Street. Michael, you're welcome back to the show. You and I spoke a few weeks ago. It was post-Dublin riots, but you were actually talking about another antisocial issue. It was about shoplifting at the time. Have you felt a positive impact from the 10 million euro initiative to increase policing on the streets?
I do, to be truthful, yes. I do see more guards on the street. And I do definitely has improved in terms of my experience with theft in my shop has definitely improved. And it's what I've been saying from day one is that it's all about guards on the street. And when you spoke there about you know, it's not a quick fix, and that is the problem. If they take the guards out of the street because the overtime is finished, then we're going to go back to exactly where we were. So for me, as I've said, it's to get a proper amount of guards on the street for a long period in order to clean up the street, as I would see it. And if we don't do that, the whole exercise is just a waste of time, really. So I see an improvement. I definitely see that guards on the street is definitely adding a certain amount of safety. But the perception, obviously, about trying to get people coming back into the city on a consistent basis, the only way that's going to happen is if, when people walk the streets, it looks clean and looks safe.
Yeah.
And I do see that there has been an improvement, which answers the question that more guards is working.
Yeah. If an increase in Gardaí is making the street safer and the consequence of that is things look a little better and it's all a little cleaner, I guess that's a little different from what Will is talking about, which is the perception then that some people have. They don't realise it's safer. They still feel it's dangerous, so they don't bother go down there in the first place. Do you get that sense from some people?
Yeah, but that's because these are people who've gone away from the city, you know. Mm. And if people come back in again, which they will, they'll come in for different reasons. And they see the place is safe. They'll say, oh, yeah, it looks much nicer in here now. And they tell their neighbours, they tell whoever they know, you know, it was much nicer last time I was in there. And that's what we need to achieve long term for Dublin. The north side, obviously, has always been neglected in terms of the south side. But I still think that we can improve it if we get the bodies that we need. From a policing point of view.
And what other areas are there then for improvement, Michael?
Well, obviously, if they need to talk to people they see on the street, hanging around the street. You know, they need to talk to people, the drug dealing that they see. They need to be harassing, you know, and getting these people to realise that they can't just hang around on corners. And if they deal with that situation, That's part of making the city look safer.
Michael, Michael, thank you for your time. Michael O'Sullivan, the proprietor of a convenience store on Talbot Street, and Will Monaghan, who's the owner of One Society. It might be safe in the winter, suggests one listener, because some of those scumbags rioting don't like going out in the cold. Another listener says, I'm originally from Dublin. I live in Kildare now. I only go into town when I really have to, and when I do, I stay on the south side because the north side is awful, full of drug dealers dealing under the guards' noses. The guards don't give a damn because the justice system is broken. We need to reclaim the north side of the city and get rid of those scumbags. A mega jail is what's needed, so says that listener anyway. And one more for the moment, please, why can't Dublin City Council have some innovative ideas? Like Parnell Street could be transformed into a mini Chinatown and have the barriers up at the start, like in London's Chinatown. Make it a destination place to go on the north side, and it might draw some tourists in.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.